Shalom and good morning, Boker Tov. I'm coming to you this morning, joining you in prayer from my prayer chair at home. Bless the Lord. Praise God. It's so good to be home. It's so wonderful to have taken a marvelous trip, and it was so wonderful in every way. Always when I leave Israel, you know, I'm a little sad at leaving, but always when I come home, I'm so glad to be at home. So wonderful, so marvelous. I just get in my bed at night and thank Him for, you know how it says, blessed going out and blessed coming in. Both ways are such a blessing. And we always say, Shelley and I, when we come to our house, is here right across the street from each other, right across the road, really. We don't have many other neighbors except for deer and turkey. Bunny rabbits, we always say, thank you, Lord, for bringing us home one more time, letting us go out one more time, but bringing us home one more time. We had such a wonderful, wonderful trip. And, you know, we're going more and more now because, oh, my goodness, that Migdal Arbel, it's coming up. And we met with interior planners and and we had meetings regarding the operation of the place, you know, when it's and we're, it's just marvelous. It's just wonderful. It's just so, you know, I think it'll be, I know it will be pleasing to the Lord. It will be something beautifully, aesthetically beautiful, and it will be something spiritually beautiful. So we're thankful to God for that. And, you know, I'm planning another trip before the end of the year. Not sure yet whether it will be late October or we had such a good weather and we had good, sometimes, you know, people get out, they have a vacation time between Christmas and New Year's. So we're thinking of those two different dates. And if you'd like to put your name on the list to be advised when we're going to go, I have not yet made up my mind whether I'm going to take one bus or two buses. So in the case that I only take one bus, we'll take those who have joined up first. So you might call or contact us at Israel Tours. The number is on our webpage, billybrim.org. And get your name on the list to be contacted when we do decide on the dates. All the people were so wonderful on this trip. And it was wartime, you know. We had amazing couple. I'm going to put up some testimonies. My grandson, Isaac Wentz, he did a wonderful job of videoing and taking pictures. Just a marvelous. He's quite a young man. And 15 years old, but he just did a great job. And he did some interviews, so I think we're going to put those up of the people that went on the trip. And we had people from Singapore, Dubai, Britain, Canada, and as well as the United States across the U.S. in our one bus tour. And the couple from Singapore were so delightful, and she had been trying to get him. She'd been with us for years on these calls. I'm sure they're there today. And he'd been trying to get baptized, and she wanted him to get baptized, but he said there was such a rigmarole there in Singapore, he had to fill out forms and go to classes. So he just kind of let it go. But then he got the opportunity to be baptized in the Jordan River in Israel. And so it came the day of the baptizing. And, of course, that's up around the Sea of Galilee. Now, Jesus was baptized down further, which wasn't open for a long time. It is a place you can go to now. But we still do the baptisms up. It's so conducive to doing baptisms in the river, same river. So it was actually the day of Pentecost, the day of Pentecost. And I knew that it was at 9 o'clock in the morning in Israel, 2,000 years ago, when the Holy Spirit was poured forth on the same day that the Word was brought. And so I told Guy Leibowitz, our guide, please be sure to have them in the water at 9 o'clock in the morning. So they were at the place, and there they require that you wear white robes over a swimsuit. And so they had their white robes on. They were marching down to the river to be baptized, and the siren went off. And then a lot of rockets were aimed that day into the area. So none of them hit anything. The way they do, the Iron Dome, if it's determined that thing is going to hit a populated area, they send up an Iron Dome to stop it. And they get them at like 99% of the time. But if they're not going to hit anything where people live, they let them, you know, go in the field. So some of the fields were hit around about, and then it doesn't last very long. It's like a burst, and then it's over. So they went to the shelter, and then after the shelter was over, they went on with their baptizing. And this gentleman, Robert, from Singapore said, "I'm going to go home and tell him I was baptized under fire." Some people get baptized with fire. He got baptized under fire. And it was just, I don't know, there's such a spirit of victory and triumph and overcoming for everybody on the trip. Of course, they got to go and be with the Israelis. One thing you're going to do on the Billy Brim trip, you're going to be with people of Israel, Israelis. And so they were such a, they accomplished so much by, because the Israelis were given such heart. That those people would come, you know, during wartime. So they really, they accomplished something besides being blessed themselves. They were able to bless Israel. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Hey, Brother Max. What in the world have you been up to?
Oh, my goodness. Just busy. With the ministry, busy with everything and keeping track of you. Welcome back. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Of course, you know, Brother Max, we got to peer over into Jordan. And then I did tell you that when we were in the north, when we were at Beishan, which we went through, we could look over and see just your family didn't really move very far over into just across the Jordan there. Not very far.
Yeah.
How far is your home from the Sea of Galilee?
Well, driving, I mean, I could leave home and go to the lake. I'll be there in an hour crossing the border. That's with the border crossing. It's not really that far.
Not really that far. So you just get to see how close everything is over there, don't you, Brother Max? Just so close.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I mean, I could go get baptized again over and over, or baptize people, you know, any day when I am in Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
So convenient, so easy. Yeah, praise God. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to plan to do that, Brother Max. I'm going to plan to drive across that border with you sometime when we're both there together.
Yes, we'd love to. We'd love to have you.
I do want to.
Jordan. A lot of sites in Jordan that Jesus touch and
yes.
Was
the, oh my, yes.
Back. Yeah.
And you know, it's over in Jordan that Moses went up with God. You know, at the end when he passed away, it was Mount Nebo. And that's in Jordan, so many, many things are there. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, Brother Max.
Half hour.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say that's about half hour away from the Dead Sea in Jordan. So if you cross by the Dead Sea border, you'll be on Moses' site within half hour.
That's right. Yeah. And actually, two and a half tribes were on the other side of the Jordan. So, you know, in the tribes, when the tribes of Israel were there. I'm going to look and see. Yeah, you remember? On that side. So it's really, to tell you the truth, where Max lives now is in Greater Israel. I mean, his home in Jordan, not Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking over the words this morning and just kind of taking them in. You know, you get up early when you come back. And I went through all the words from that we had the last time at Tel Aviv. It seems to me that the first morning call, he emphasized, they're about his covenant people, that the morning call was aimed at the church and how God is building us. The first, you know, when that first scripture came, and he said, "You are the church of God," and the Lord said, "Behold," he gave Genesis 11:6, "they are one people and they have one language." and this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. He's talking about the Tower of Babel. So I wondered, why you give something about the church? You said you're the church of God, and you talk about the Tower of Babel. Well, I know now, as I go back over it, he wanted us to see that any people who will speak one thing, nothing will be impossible for them. And that's his aim for the church. He's building us. And then he talks all about building us and building us a house for his habitation, that we are chosen. He's building up the body of Christ. So that's what he's doing right now in the body of Christ. He is building us up for a habitation of God. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Now, he did answer a prayer at the end that I had prayed that God would give the leaders of Israel wisdom, and he answered that right out. But then the afternoon prayer was, to me, almost totally about Israel and totally about how they and their enemies and their wars and how they could count on him to strike their enemies and he would never abandon them, gave all of Psalm 83, every bit of it, which we see happening. So I thought that was so, so interesting and so, so wonderful, these words of God. Now, he emphasized over and over that he hears us and that we are to be sure to stay together in prayer on this prayer call. And we are to be one. And we can ask him, he said, about anything and pray about anything. So he's really building us, folks, building us together in prayer. And even on this prayer call, I tell you, Max, don't you agree? We're not the same people we were when we began.
No. No, we are not. When we started, I mean, we were getting words without scriptures. It was repeated. But he is, you know, he was building us up. He wanted us to be in unity and in agreement and to continue doing it. I don't know. It seems like almost like testing us if we're going to continue doing it or not.
And, yes, and you know, it's like when you're born again, Max, you're born a baby.
Yeah.
When you're born in the natural, you're born a baby. And you have to grow. That's how it is with spiritual. You're born a brand new baby. And it says, as newborn babes, in Peter, it says, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So you take the milk of the word. You start taking the word. You're a brand new baby. And you read the word, and you get the milk out of it, and you grow. But then he talks later on about handling strong meat. So then you begin to see more in the word. We begin to see more in these words. We started out kind of like a baby prayer army. And then as we grew in faith, Max, you really had to grow to put those scriptures out there. And as you grew and as we grew, then now we are maturing and we've grown up. We're not plumb grow yet. We're not nearly to the image of Jesus, which is our goal, to be changed into the image of Jesus. But, Max, we're growing.
We are.
And he wanted us to know that if we'll continue and we'll walk in love and we'll be one, then he can do things with us. Nothing is impossible to God when he has a group of people who will be one that he can work through. So I'm really excited about these prayer calls. Really excited.
And you know,
go ahead, Max. Mm-hmm.
What I was going to say, for us as a Christian, you know, we said, okay, we're going to sit down and pray. And then we start praying. When you start praying, you have peace. And you feel the Spirit of God. And you continue to pray. Then you say, oh, I feel good. I'm good now. And then you walk away. You get that disconnection right away. When you pray and you get in the Spirit of the Lord, that's when you need to press more in the prayer to have more of the Spirit of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about, I feel good, oh, it's over now. I feel good and I'm in peace. That's when you really need to take it to the next level and continue to pray.
And you can do it. You absolutely
you can.
You can
do it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I noticed that in my own prayer when I start praying. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. So that's how we grow. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we're learning, Max. Thank God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, my Jesus. And I just do thank him for helping us, Max. I just do thank him. You know, it says he remembers we're dust. Oh, Father, you do remember that we are dust. And you do know that we have to grow. And I'm just so thankful, God, that you would organize, you know, Lord, that term, I don't know really how to apply it to this prayer group, but call, that's better. That you would call this group to prayer, this one company. We're not the whole prayer army, thank God, but we are a company of prayers. And we're so thankful to you, Lord, that you say to us, stay together. We're just so thankful. And we're going to do that, Lord. We're going to aim to do it. Aim to walk in love with each other. Aim to be faithful to pray, to be on the call. Oh, I meet people everywhere, Lord. You hear them. You know it. And they say, oh, I look forward to Wednesday. It's the highlight of my life. Why wouldn't it be, Lord? Why wouldn't it be the highlight of the week to hear from God, to hear from heaven? And so, Father, in the name above every name, I want to lift up this prayer army, Lord. I want to lift up those that the enemy has been attacking with physical illness. Oh, Father, it's your will. It's your will for people to be well, for people to be whole and to be strong. And I'm lifting up those particularly who are faithful to this prayer call for their health, for their strength, even for their wealth, well-equipped, thoroughly furnished unto this good work. O Holy One of Israel, we do lift up our leaders. You have told us to do so in the book of Timothy. And, O dearest one, I believe in the 83rd chapter of Psalm, you have told us that those who make evil into laws, you're not in partnership with. So we dare to ask you, dear Father, for we are in partnership with you according to 1 John. We are in fellowship. We are working as partners and partakers, and we see that you're light and that in you is no darkness at all. And we would pray, Father, we would pray that you would give us leaders who would help us walk in the light. You told us that we're appointed to this generation. We're appointed to this time. You told us that in a recent call, that for such a time as this, we are called to the kingdom. And so we would lift up in prayer leaders, Father, the aloof, as you call them in Israel and as you call them in the word, the chiefs. We lift them up. We lift up for good chiefs and from all levels. Oh, Father, local levels, school boards, mayors, governors, right on up to the top offices, right on up to the Supreme Court, right on up to the presidency, administrative, executive, and legislative levels of this government. Oh, Father, give us leaders that will let us and work with us to have one more great outpouring, one more great harvest, one more great awakening unto God. We desire it. We ask it. And, Father, we lift up Israel as once again the enemy tries to divide them politically, divide them in their nation, oh, God. Oh, Father, we lift them up. We lift up their leaders. Father, they too, in Soba, Kalanya, and Nikoba, they too, Father, you said you're going to make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. We're not to give you peace until you do it. We are not to be silent for Zion's sake, and we are not. Oh, Holy One of Israel. Oh, God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, Father of glory. Sampino no coho la cabra cafetan eco la quito no coho ungenico la cabre. Pebe la dania ni coho la caprica fracana ni coho la cabito capito sonde ni me caccia. Oh, frandiana, frandiana macai. Frondi anami kalako labri dan yada gosh kabri kapatapata. Imora manai, imora manai kangili dush kado, yene kuhu lafri tash kotot. Bidu juwashi ole makanga ebo balito malieto vranye. Isu tobre ki fondo kili bako lale. I macho I sando I gale toho pek nakalala papalito kangalito pache nigarando frakene nigelando kalie uswato frangiete kole bagalati o mangiti lato kabre renyane. Asolo papi, asolo papi, te frondo mi gando, calito canje, ibrota fracai, ibrota frondie, muwa fracalete, kumbabi tanye, inimango lakelito, cabinato chate, igilando, igilando, igilando mame. Christian Baffe. Christian Dali, Gomba Lakai, and a Kong Latida Gabi, the Gombrave, Masoto Tota, Palito Gombrave, Tonya Makai. Shrendele Kahaya, Kango Bakalito, Kankala Katede, Gangieto Vandi, Elimankula Bamba, Elimanko Gabe, Adura Di, Kaliena Me, Chevrando Kali, Chevrando Mangora Manierto Franiete, Lahi Bado Bangena Ku, Gariando Vakilata, Gabriando. Kalemito kalikanga hayada gongali dadiora manye no kwashe dallo kitando ki pato kambe ishando 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 karye me bele de dunda pakete kakalaila karande helikamba kajodo kalye bedi antorande balye ne kalagumbra kafra 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 ne nasi ho ho lambito ho ho mani ho ho galianda karando javi dele bangola la pupa randes goldan bangol ya bai dorande le ki oh my andora mashione le capra caprene ni conga lai danda lati echa echa se prato papai, ange hete lato cambra titania, ne che le che dungiam pancora manie, e già tocca lì tocca un pecola le, me che i vracandieta, coce nacu, e mbaggio un derio barietto, lo compi capiente, ora manno scutatia. O papi la chiaria non se prequita. Kofre hinyai, gangila tor, banye nonye ne kala koro, ijwa torapi kalange naki, asoto la kombe kafe kukati, mengele ki tappa katanye ne kahai, antele kanjene kaishete kalai, anye neke e anye neka, Betwa, 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 betalai, ombaki langogo latia, proko, evilato kafrende machete la cor, longe ne kai, Egilando, brape, ejuta la combe calito calie, gabrandeli copra, cafrandeli hi, ebenunga pariado lo gombri caliete le gaian mansoto to coco calle, ejato toto, ejato cafre, mita calale, obranditi tatio, obranditi sha. O gadia paron delle magnonacai, che pronto cosce, che pronto cuffa calla caia nake, i magnano corocco palle di capesce, un tabri calite la cumbri cagliai. Isciato opra, che liato maghi, angeta su pacai ane, leto fracai, leto fracchi. Gangi la hora manane naki. Usha tali braka frako to bra. Milioto vratishke nanyame kolai. Obe la tia. Obe la tia. Angi la freta kopra ki tanye. Kipotaka. Kipotaki. Kalikwa kai. Anga la ti. No, makito. Gangi la tu. Egedo karakai, irigo papati, petocho paliato prambangi lati, gobrivra manye, porande naki, lebora manyangi la dojge da vi, porate de kamba, la kotya nakai, a bomba la hishka, porande li bai, o shanti de gopa, o shanti de gopa. Sambri katashka, kanchenja naki. Gavido karakatai, antopi pati, kalle di kukopla, kalle di baki, manioto paki, manioto kasi, enyo da an, enyo no i, mangi itia, mangi tali, brivra do jende, bakete le gora pachonde le kafra ko jende le ma, i brotte le kanga, i brotte frande, ma go fushasta pa. Nolita kalo, ojete den bamba, matita koho. Kabita koran mene koho lakai. Agavaratishka kambrete le ka praka jano kope. Rakabri do joa, minango lo go, balido lo go, maniene cavale do, mani, rado, ramai la to, naki, la go, male. Megeleta. Ishoto de goho, igala goho capito. Kapitata koho lai. Ishandarako? Ishandako kopa? Ishandalo koho rati kia. Bagila toto. Shtatako koho lakaya no koho lakapitata koho pa. Medu koho lakapa. Makodu kope hepeti kampa. Ishandano nombre tate koho fakata koho. Ibrato do kambi. Mi cora, ma mai che a tora patesca di pre. Ma hanno le cara tu gli altri tu con le cafrai. E ta, ma ne con la cahara cai. Ma cora ma tica. Complicesca d'ancene, mi cara, ma nati la copla catita e cavalla forata. Bujuani un nobre caffrete le cambra caffatto non copre calendia da cor i giondo lo copre e vrande le cor ma caia na conde le basco non c'è le caffrate a to shai ma io oh shande le car ma che la chito. Prasidanya Nikola. Eliku Pravidanya Nikobrikna. Ishehila Parotashka Tanchi. Mele dobre fratoni ni qua bala tele con la cale canga la doschi di profra dolgeni. My God, oh, se baratisco fongeni ma caia toni ni qua fati le con fati le con tasche le brani ni cora. Ish adoro cobre il frondo la cobre catasca. E vedete che la cara non è nata da quella caprata. Ma sciopo, ma sciopo, ma capra, li tambre mangiano, copre quattro cattaccio. E vedete tu a sciogliere, copra, concedere il cuore partito. Aggirate le capra. Aggirate le caca. Ma sciopo. Gavida la kohrataya na kahala kahala. Kelitonya, 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 ma kora kapito. Bejwa, ma kora koto ho shakya tako ochi tako anje. Sibratwa magilota. Magilota fronde. Sila tobra kifro anjer shtonyande. Abodowa makoloko bebe anyono no kobra vredel moshwa en mero dojandi ni kabra gabi denye nukwasi. Nukwasi, nukwasi. Ma. Megala doce. Megala doce frande. Megala doce fronde viga. Megala doce fronde ma cor. Anyene gua e jeriko ba le combratia. Basco doge, basco doge, basco doge. I suanyo na coro capola conier. Toto go jacchia da go le cinquaccia. Che belle tua. Monie, 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 monie. Egala cabrica frede e gendio d'abrica o baladagna ne quadre de congiesche. Agola gabrede le gombreca de gabrai assiutono congende a tobre cataca fracchia da cocosceche. Agilandiona cohora cacapita da cocociande e ciò tocco ora e ciò co ora capito. Cabilandiato tobra brida sciotanie ne colai. Nicola Kangi vecchio. Mali torba, ora manakaya, adibor bagie, decora papara tata fraca de bojen de la cobra cadaya de cotomusha. Sibrateshke danja va. Gami Nicola Kilai. Angala cora bakakia na cobra katishko. E che le gabrato fra gaggiande le coco sciacche, le coco sciacche, le coco sciacche. Ma che do brevre te scoto ciande le coco la cai. Che vero do sciuadro paracatasca tance le coco sciacche. Sobre catasca, ma anche le coco prete del dobre cafrai. E ce ne ma qua brogne ne coco la capapi. Ma coloco breve degna na cola capra catascia, capra catascia. Che le conga precate codo e giangiana co ore capra che te codo oscia. Bless the Lord of my soul. Oh balakifra ngonga bidale combri cade gandiande. I shatto no cobri che le cacaia ne coho le cabra che tocco onge di ca ai. Bibua frondiersco nonge di cottosca. E ghelebrato ascete le conciasca. Oh, Father. Maguanda Nicola Cocopra. Shita la Combre, Shita taka I. Magoli, Magoli, Magoli. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, Father, dear Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Thank you, dear Father, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory. Thank you, my Savior. Thank you, my dear one. Holy art thou, holy art thou. Thank you, thank you, thank you for one more time, Father, one more time, using us and revealing your very self to us and your will and your way. We just thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' holy name. We praise you for it. As I often say, if I said thank you for the rest of my days, I could never say thank you enough. Praise the Lord, Holy One. Are you there, dear Brother Max?
I am here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I am your strength and light. I am your strength and light. Not to be afraid, not to be afraid if you listen to my words this morning, today. Okay, I'll read it again. It's a long line. I am your strength and light, not to be afraid if you listen to my words with an S this morning, today. I am your strength and light, not to be afraid if you listen to my words this morning, today. Next line is Psalm 27, verse 1. Psalm 27, 1. You are, next line, you are together in righteousness. You are together in righteousness.
May I ask you?
Yes.
Is that one word together, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R? Or two words, two and gather, G-A-T-H-E-R.
Oh, two words.
Okay.
I'm sorry, one word. Yeah.
One
I
word.
Was looking at righteousness when you're asking that. I don't know why. It's one
okay.
word, together.
Okay, together. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are together in righteousness. Next line. I am revealing to you in prayer. I am revealing to you in prayer through my friend and prophet for correction, correction, correction. And, training. Okay, I'll read it again. I am revealing to you in prayer through my friend and prophet for correction or correction, yeah, correction and training.
And what? The last word?
Training, T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G,
okay.
Training. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm.
Next line. The book of, Amos. The book of Amos 3:7. Amos 3:7. Hebrews 1:14. Hebrews 1:14, 1:4. Ephesians 3:3. Ephesians chapter 3:3. So Amos 3:7, Hebrews 1:14, Ephesians 3:3. I need to go back up here. I don't think I said the there's a line underlined here. You are together in righteousness is underlined.
Okay, thank you.
So if I didn't say that, I apologize. It's getting out of the reading here now. So all right. So yeah, that was underlined. You are together in righteousness. Now going back to where I stopped, which is the last thing I said, Ephesians 3:3.
Mm-hmm.
Moving along, it is working. You have great power. Yeah, that's the line. It is working. You have great power.
Mm.
Yeah. It is working, you have a great power. Next line. Pray for one another. The prayer of righteous. Yeah, that's the line. Pray for one another. The prayer of righteous. Next line. So pray for one another, the prayer of righteous. Next line is Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 12. I don't know if it's the whole chapter.
It's not the whole, but I know that's the one, you know, Jesus bearing our sins and sicknesses.
Oh, okay. Isaiah 53, 1 through 12. Next line. Israel,
America.
Israel, America, my church and children. I'll start over again because the next part is underlined. So I'll repeat this again, and then we'll get to the underlined part. Israel, America, my church, and children. Now this part of is underlined. So continue on the same line. You shall win in this force if you listen. You shall win in this force if you listen.
One moment, please. Is that word force, F-O-R-C-E?
Oh, F-O-R-C-E-S. Forces, I guess.
Forces? You shall win in this forces if you listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up. So I'll read the line again. Israel, America, my church and children, this part is not underlined. You shall win in this forces if you listen.
Neither of those is underlined, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, you shall win. Yeah, that was underlined.
Oh, that's underlined?
But yeah, you shall win in this forces if you listen is underlined.
Okay.
The first part, Israel, America, my church,
all right, got
and
it.
Children,
mm-hmm.
is not. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. Well, I'm just looking at it like everybody else. First hand
look.
You've
seen it the first time, surely.
bear with me. Okay. Immediately, next line, immediately. Yeah, that's immediately. Immediately, according to my will for you. Huh? That's the line. Immediately, according to my will for you. That's the scripture itself here. Immediately, according to my will for you. And the next line is Ephesians 6:12. Ephesians 6:12. Then he gave us Ephesians 3:20 and 21. Ephesians 3:20-21. Okay, next line. I will heal their wounds. WOUNDS. I will heal their wounds as I said before and did. Okay, read it again. I will heal their wounds as I said before and did. The idea. Next line. Do you have an... this one is underlined. So this one I'm going to read is underlined. Do you have an ear to my words, with an S. That's the line. Do you have an ear to my words? And it's all underlined. Do you have an ear to my words? Next line. Exodus, the book of Exodus, 15:15-26. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 18:9-12. Yeah, that can't be 7, it's 2. Deuteronomy 18:9-12. Next line, your prayer speaking to them, stand with my people, church. Your prayer speaking to them, stand with my people, church. Your prayer speaking to them?
To them?
Stand with, to them, yeah. Stand with my...
Them.
No, them, sorry.
Your
I have an accent too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
your prayer speaking to them?
Right.
T-H-E-M.
Yes.
Okay.
T-H-E-M. Your prayer speaking to them, stand with my people, church.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Then he gave us Psalm 29:11. Psalm 29:29, verse 11. Then you give us, this book is always kind of hard to pronounce for me, Leviticus 19:2. So, Leviticus 19:2, next line, you have my strength. You have my strength. Understand that you make your way perfect. You have my strength. Understand that I make your way perfect. I missed the I here. You have my strength. Understand that I make your way perfect. You have my strength. Understand that I make your way perfect. Next line. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. Deuteronomy 31:6-8. Deuteronomy 31:6-8. Then he gave us 1 Chronicles 29:12. 1 Chronicles 29:12. Next line. Seek my strength, church. Seek my strength, church. Seek my strength, church. So seek my strength, church. Next line is underlined. So this one is underlined. I am your strong rock, and I will save you. I am your strong rock. R-O-C-K. And I will save you. And the whole line is underlined. I am your strong rock, and I will save you. Moving along here, Isaiah 40:29-31.
Isaiah 40.
I'm sorry. I was looking under the verse. Thank you. Isaiah 40:29-31. I'm glad you corrected me. Well, it's good to correct.
Well, we'll try to keep each other straight. Since we're still
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Then he gave us 1 Chronicles 16:16-11. Okay, First Chronicles 16:1-6, verses 11 through 15, 1-5. All right, next line. I am the one who overcome the world. I am the one who overcome the world. And this is the rest of the line here, which is underlined. So I am the one who overcome the world. And the rest of it underline, start, as I promised you all with victory. As I promised you all, A-L-L, with victory. So I'll read this line again with letting you know which one is underlined. I am the one who overcome the world, so that's not underlined. This part is underlined. As I promise you all with victory.
Hallelujah.
And that's the whole line. Praise the Lord. Next line. You can live victorious life. You can live victorious life through me. That's the line. You can live victorious life through me. You can live victorious life through me. Next line. I am giving my people, I am giving my people the victory in this battle, B-A-T-T-L-E. I am giving my people the victory in this battle, you face. Oh, this is a really long line. And remember, your victory through your faith in me. Okay, I'll read it again, of course. We'll go slow so people can write it down. I am giving my people the victory in this battle. You face and remember your victory through your faith in me. So that's the whole line. I'm giving my people the victory in this battle you face, and remember your victory through your faith in me. So I believe you got it, Miss Billy.
I'll read it back to you. I am giving my people the victory in this battle you face. And remember your victory through your faith in me.
Praise God. That was so easy.
Well, okay. You're reading it the first time, you know.
Right.
That's the difference.
I'm looking at my words, too, and I make sure I'm reading my words right here.
Surely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next line is Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. We all know this one. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. So Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Next line, John 5, 17. I believe I know this one too. John 5, 17. Next line is Psalm 23, verse 4.
Yes, he gives us that quite often.
Yeah. So Ephesians 6:10 through 18, John 5:17, Psalm 23:4, and we're almost done here. This one is underlined. No fear, I am with you. I am your God and Father. Wow. No fear. This whole line is underlined if I did not say that. No fear. I am with you. I am your God and Father. Trust in me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So this is what we prayed
this
for.
This is a victory.
This is a victory.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, dearest one. I am your strength and light, not to be afraid if you listen to my words this morning, today. I notice that he starts right off a couple of times telling us, be sure to listen, if you listen, if you listen. So that means
yeah.
We must listen. Psalm 27, 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord
oh
is the
goodness.
Strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. Underlined. You are together in righteousness. I am revealing to you in prayer through my friend and prophet for correction and training. Amos 3:7. For the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Ephesians 3:3. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. I know this, these things and these passages is making me to meditate. It is working. You have great power. Pray for one another the prayer of righteous. Isaiah 53:1-12. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he, that would be Jesus, shall grow up before him, that would be the Father, as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness when we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. Now this is a foretelling of Jesus coming. He's not going to come looking like a king, in other words. In fact, he is despised and rejected of men. A man of, King James and other translations say sorrows, but it's really the word pains. A man of pains and acquainted with sickness. King James and others say grief. It's not grief at all. It's sickness. As one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our sicknesses. It really is. And carried our pains. It should be. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded or pierced for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our shalom, our peace, was upon him. And with his stripes or wounds or bruises, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave, or they made his grave, with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death. That would be Joseph of Arimathea. Although he had done no violence, there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet, now, this verse right here is best in a Hebrew translation. In a Hebrew translation, it says, it pleased the Lord to crush him by disease. It pleased the Lord to crush him by disease. And you can kind of get that in the ESV and in the New American. They actually do. The Lord was pleased to crush him. They use the word crush him by putting him to grief. But you'll have to look and see. Like with the ESV, they got a little number 7, and it says he has made him sick. It pleased the Lord to make him sick. It pleased the Lord to crush him to make with disease. Why? Because that got healing to you and me. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. That would be us. He was actually counted with us. And he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Thank God. Remember how we prayed for the sick in the body of Christ today? Well,
yeah.
That's exactly our answer right there. It is working. So that means that in the throughout the body of Christ, and especially throughout this group of prayers right now, Isaiah 53:1-12 is working. We did it. We prayed for one another.
And you know, really, this is what the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me about, this line here. It is working. You have a great power. So we have the power after all of that. And if you look below, I don't want to spoil the moment. Then he said, Israel, America, my church, and children, you shall win in this forces. So he did the forces for us. You, if you listen. Immediately, according to my will for you. I'm just, wow.
Yes,
I'm
exactly. So... And that's his will. And that's his will, see?
Yes.
It's his will for us to be well.
Yes.
It's his will for us to be forgiven of our sins.
Yes.
It's his will for us to be healed.
Praise God.
Israel, America, my church and children, you shall win in this forces if you listen. Immediately. According to my will for you.
For you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Victory is his will. Healing is his will. Forgiveness of sins is his will. Ephesians 6:12. And Jesus got it for us. Woo! For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 3, 20 and 21.
Thank you, Lord.
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Again, the strength of the church. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his will for the church. His will is to fill us with his glory and to do far more abundantly than we can ask or think. He's really challenging us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will heal their wounds, as I said before and did.
Mm-hmm.
And then, underline, do you have an ear to my words? Exodus 15, 26. And he said, if you will diligently hearken or listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his eyes and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am Jehovah your healer. Now see, really, this verse here, the action of the verse says, I will allow none of the diseases on you that are allowed on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer. He's talking to us even about healing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what we pray, too. Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 12. I think someone's getting their healing right now.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominable practices of those nations. There shall not be found any among you who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices witchcraft, or one who interprets omens and or a sorcerer, or one who casts a spell, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord. And because of these detestable things, the Lord your God will drive them out before you. Now, in the King James, it uses, and also in the Amplified, it uses a charmer, or a medium, or a wizard, or a necromancer. A necromancer is one who calls up the dead. For instance, goes to a seance and claims to call up the dead. Actually, what they get is evil spirits. And those evil spirits know things. They've been around forever. So they know things. They're called familiar spirits in the King James. So looking at all of them, you get a pretty clear picture. We're to have nothing to do with any of this. I like bookstores. I used to like bookstores. I still like books. But you go into the bookstores these days, they are absolutely filled up front with things having to do with spiritualism, wizardry, necromancer, evil spirits, sorcerers, omens. A lot of this began with Harry Potter books that became so terribly, terribly popular. But God doesn't like it, and they are an abomination to him. They are called an abomination in King James, ESV, and Amplified. The New American says detestable, and they are detestable, but abomination is a strong word. You don't want to have anything to do with things that are abominable. And if you have had something to do with them, then you need to repent of it. Admit it, repent of it, and turn from it, and don't have anything else to do with it. Edgar Cayce, throw those books out.
Yeah.
I think someone's got some Edgar Cayce books. You need to throw them out and burn them. Don't let anybody else have them. So this is happening today, folks. And he doesn't want us having anything to do with it. All right. Your prayer speaking to them. Stand with my people, church. Psalm 29:11. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Leviticus 19:2. Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, or the people of Israel, and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Both of these are from the Old Testament, and both of them he's particularly talking about his people, Israel. He wants us to stand with them, church.
Yeah.
You have my strength. Understand that I make your way perfect. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength or my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me or rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. But when I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 31:6-8. Be strong and courageous. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he it is that does go with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. 1 Chronicles 29:12. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all.
Mm-hmm.
Seek my strength, Lord. Seek my strength, church. And then underlined, I am your strong rock, and I will save you. Isaiah 40:29-31. He gives power to the faint. To him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Folks, I absolutely am experiencing that right now. We got up in Israel. Let me see now. What would have that been? Because yesterday was Wednesday. It was actually Wednesday morning. We got up about 4 o'clock, left the hotel at 6, and were scheduled to fly out of Tel Aviv at 9. And then we had a 10-hour, 11-hour, something like that. I don't know what exactly, flight to JFK. And then, thank the dear Lord, we were all met by a private plane, and we flew then back to Branson, getting in here last evening about 5:15. I was not a bit tired. Not a bit. The flight back, which can seem so long, didn't seem so long. For one thing, I was writing down my scriptures, you know, that we had gotten in my book, and then reading. I don't know. I just felt strong. I feel strong today. And I'm just so thankful to you, Lord, that you are my strong rock. And I do seek his strength. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First, I just want to give that little word of testimony. 1 Chronicles 16:11-15. Now, I want to tell you, and I feel like I should, that I'm going to be smart now and take some Sabbaths. I'm going to take some days of complete rest here.
Yeah, you need it.
But he made the Sabbath for man. Mm-hmm. And if you pace yourself, Brother Higgins says, you don't have to burn out or wear out. So that's what I'm doing. 1 Chronicles 16:11-15. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence or his face continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. O seed of Israel, his servant, sons of Jacob or children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I am the one who overcome the world, and then underlined, as I promised you all with victory. You can live victorious life through me. I am giving my people the victory in this battle you face, and remember your victory through your faith in me. Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, that's rulers and authorities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Actually, in the Greek it says, and having overcome all, to stand. It means having overcome all, stand your ground. Keep the territory you've gained. That's what it means. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our job in this day is right there. He gave it to you. John 5:17. Jesus said unto them, My Father is working until now, and I myself am working.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Father, and thank you, Jesus. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And then all this is underlined. No fear, I am with you. I am your God and Father. Trust in me. A total victorious moment, morning, is the scripture he gave us. Total victory in life, divine healing, strength, but we have our part to play. We have to listen to him, and we pray. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful, victorious morning, and I look forward to a wonderful afternoon. Thank God we get to hear him one more time, and I'm quite sure they're going to be out at Prayer Mountain. It's a beautiful day in the Ozarks. And they will be out there, and we will have our call beginning at 12:15. Or, if you're in Israel, 8:15. Whatever, wherever you are, it's going to be 15 minutes past the hour. So, do you have anything else to add, brother?
No, the Lord of God is, you know, I do have one more thing to add. I would just... praying, and you know, this is what the Spirit of the Lord is telling me. Maybe some people think this is like, okay, I don't know about this, but when the Lord says, do you have an ear to my words? I believe he really wanted us to hear his word and listen to his word and understand what he is telling us today, what he has told us in the past, and in general, look at the word of God. Hear the word of God.
Well, now, listen to me. Well, that's what he ended with, and that's what he began with. I am your strength and light, not to be afraid if you listen to my words this morning and today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pay particular attention, and I'm going to listen to these words. I'm going to go back over them and meditate them.
Yeah.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Well, praise his name.
No.
And we will be seeing you 15 minutes past the hour. Shalom, shalom. Have a wonderful, wherever you are, the rest of this day. Amen and amen. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.